I want to do a quick recap on what's the best time of year to sell, because most people say that it's the springtime. And I'll share this with you. The quality of buyer who's looking at a home in December, where it's, let's say, 12 degrees outside, or January, very frigid temperatures in a lot of the country. And a buyer that's looking at that time of the year has what we'd call a sense of urgency. When you look in the springtime, you have a lot of people who no longer have a sense of urgency. It's kind of like people that do mall walking during the winter versus doing walking at a park. When it's warm outside, they'll go walk in a park. But when it's cold, they'll go walk around the mall. They're not a buyer in the mall, but they're a walker. And you're going to find that in the wintertime, there are not many people who are just looking for the fun of it. They're buyers with a sense of urgency. So should you sell in the winter, or in the summer or the spring? The best answer is when the supply of inventory is in your favor, if you're the home seller. When you look at the reports we produce for you, what we're looking for are there, let's say, 10 houses for sale in your price point in your area? And are there just about that same number under contract, 10 properties under contract waiting to close? That 1-to-1 ratio is actually when buy owners tend to succeed. Why? There's so much pent-up demand. And when you're 1-to-1 ratio, now I want you to imagine that there's 15 sellers in your price point, and then the under contract status, there's only one property, 15-to-1 ratio. The worst I ever saw, it was probably back in 2008, was 53-to-1. 53 sellers to every one property. Of course, that was when the bubble was happening and prices were just dropping off the cliff. And some of those people who bought in 2008, 10 years later, were still not at the price that they paid for the property. That's how bad it got. So what's a real strong indicator is the market growing at least 2%? And what is the best time of year to sell? Again, would be based on supply and demand. Ideally, you show up at the dance when there's momentum. If you're in a 7-to-1 ratio, you could be depreciating during that year. So what we want is 1-to-1 ratios. If you're selling by owner, that's a pretty good probability. It's all about probabilities. Are you going to sell your house on your own? Are you going to sell your house with a realtor? And it's not 7-to-1, 10-to-1. Realtors don't succeed in those 7-to-1, 10-to-1 ratios. Most of the properties fail to sell, but 1-to-1, 2-to-1, even 3-to-1, those are pretty healthy markets. And oftentimes during the winter, you can see that you're still in a 1-to-1 ratio. And so many people leave the market because it's the holidays. And I would say, the buyers that are looking during the holidays are extremely motivated. And I would encourage sellers oftentimes stay at the dance. When I grew up, as a kid in the Chicago suburbs, I'd go to the eighth grade dance. Everybody would sign up on the chalkboard and you know who's going to show up and who wasn't. And oftentimes there were 30 girls and 10 boys. Well, of course I'm going to show up at that dance because it was guaranteed. I didn't have to be one of the shy kids who had to sit out because there was an oversupply of sellers, girls at the dance. Now, if there were just 3 girls showing up and 10 guys, that's not a good dance. And that's how we look at the marketplace. It has a lot to do with supply and demand, market consumption versus the time of the year. All right, thank you.